Stark, this is dictating on Rosalinda Vera. Rosalinda, Rosalinda. 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 R is in Robert. Vera is Vera. Date of birth is 11/27/55. Date of visit 5/11/26. Please make copy for Richard Potts, POTTS, P as in Paul, POTTS. Next paragraph. Dear Richard, thank you for sending Rosalinda Vera for evaluation. Next, chief complaint is history of asthma. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a seventy-year-old. Seventy-year-old Hispanic female with a history of bronchial asthma has had recurrent exacerbations of asthma. The last one being in April of 26 period. The patient also had an episode of pneumonia in November 25. The patient has cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath. And she also has some nasal congestion with allergies, period. She states that exposure to any perfume or toxic fumes immediately gets those symptoms started. And she had allergy testing in the past, which resulted in an anaphylactic reaction. The patient has been using an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for bronchopneumonia in October of 25 and history of recurrent asthmatic attacks over the past 10 years. She also has had a left breast mass. And history of systemic lupus, as well as prior history for hyperlipidemia and a previous TIA. She has had no significant surgical history. Instead, she has had hernias in the past. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin, aspirin, and latex, and tetanus toxoid. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of old age, and mother had history of diabetes and complications, period. Next paragraph, med list. Fosamax 70 milligrams weekly, proventil inhaler 2 puffs PRN. Recently on prednisone tapered dose, and on Symbicort 80 by 4.5 micrograms 2 puffs twice a day, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, Levoxyl 88 micrograms daily, Crestor 5 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient does not smoke and drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, system review. Patient has had no recent weight loss, no headaches, She has postnasal drip, nasal congestion, and hoarseness. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has no abdominal pains, reflux, diarrhea, or constipation. She has no chest or arm pain, no calf muscle pains or palpitations, no leg edema. She has a skin rash with itching, and she has occasional headaches, no seizures, and no memory loss. She does have arthritis, muscle stiffness, and easy bruising. Next paragraph. Can you also mention the patient has gained weight and she denies glaucoma or cataracts? Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly. Female is alert, no acute distress, no pallocyanosis, clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 138/70, pulse is 62, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 162, saturation 98. HE and ear numbs, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diffuse visus in the upper lung fields with no crackles on either side. Breath sounds are diminished. Heart sounds are regular, so on an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema. Reflex is 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions are noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis period. Number 2 is a history of hyperlipidemia. Number 3 is hypothyroidism. Number 4 is prediabetes. And number 5 is history of TIA. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, CBC, total eosinophil count and IgE level, and a CT chest without contrast. So we'll continue with Symbicort at 160/4.5 micrograms. I'm sorry, she will use Wixela 250/50 micrograms, one puff twice a day, and stop the Symbicort. Also use a nebulizer with Duonep solution, TIDPRN. And a copy of her previous records will be requested, and a follow-up arranged in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Richard Potts, POTTS, MD. Thank you.